On a morning in 1932, a woman customer walks into Tocall's fruit and vegetable store at 1018 East Lombard Street. She could not know it, and neither could Harry Tuckoff, the store's woebegone owner, but she would soon open a spectacular chapter in the history of Baltimore and the world. Routinely, the woman, unknown to this day, walked over to the counter where Mr. Tuckoff had stacked a pyramid of oranges. For some reason, she took an orange not from the top, as you might expect, but from the bottom, sending the whole three-foot-high pyramid of oranges tumbling down, scattering all over the floor. Mr. Tuckoff, already put upon by the vagaries of the fruit and vegetable business on East Lombard Street in the early 1930s, and here we have the word of his son, Marty Tuckoff, Mr. Tuckoff blurted out, quote, "That's it. I'm getting out of this crazy business." Marty goes on, "So my mother asks him, 'What do we do now?' My father says, 'Well, we've been selling a lot of horseradish in the store, and you see how many people ask for it to be ground. Why not put ground horseradish in bottles, label them, and sell as Tuckoff's hot horseradish?'" End quote. My mother, the story goes, takes in the proposition warily and says, "You'll go broke." Whatever, they grind the horseradish root by root and spoon into bottles, lick labels, paste them on, ship to grocery stores. Today, Tuckoff owns a huge percentage of America's horseradish market, with plants in Baltimore and California. Only one element is missing from this Baltimore story. Who was the woman who picked up the orange from the bottom of the pile and so, through a chain of improbable events, brought into being one of the world's largest horseradish companies? Off of East Lombard Street in Baltimore on a lost and uncelebrated morning in 1932.